Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Yes, it's 10 to 10. Good morning, Karen in Sligo.
How are you?
Are you well?
I'm all right now. I'm freezing.
Why are you cold?
Why do you think? It's flipping freezing.
But put on a jumper.
I have two jumpers and two pairs of tights and two scarves on.
Well, I've got three pairs of tights and it works a treat. Whoa. So what are you doing?
You're in the studio. I'm not in the cold.
What are you doing? What are you doing apart from talking to me, obviously? What are you doing?
Well, I'm just after coming from getting weighed in Weight Watchers.
How'd it go?
Half a pound down this week, so not too bad.
Congratulations.
Now everybody knows.
Now everyone knows that you're half a pound. Well, you know what?
Half a pound down.
Half a pound down. Do they put you on the scales like a big turkey? Is that what they do?
Put me on the scales and took off everything that I could take off. The knickers and bra.
No wonder you're cold. Why are we talking? I mentioned Christmas and hotels. Are you going to a hotel or what are you up to?
I'm looking for one. I'm looking for a hotel. But I was ringing this morning and there doesn't seem to be any hotels that does Christmas dinner. I said, I just don't want a cute Christmas dinner.
Why not?
I just want to enjoy Christmas with the kids. I don't want to be stressing out. Every other year I've been tensed up cooking the turkey. I burnt it one year, you know, so I'm not really great. I love bacon, but I hate cooking.
I know what you're talking about. Now, how many kids have you got?
Five.
Okay, is there a man in the life or not?
Yeah, but he doesn't live with me, so... their father, like myself and their father, look after them, you know, but I live on my own with the kids.
So okay, I get the picture. So you got the five kids, Christmas, you're thinking, I think I'll just go to a hotel, I couldn't be bothered with the fuss and the stress and the kitchen and the nerves gone and, you know. How old are the kids at this stage?
14, 10, 9, 8 and 6.
Oh, right. Well, do they want to be at home or a hotel for Christmas? What are they saying?
They're not bothered. All they're worried about, as long as Santa comes in the morning, I don't think they're bothered after that, you know.
Yeah. So, and Santa, I presume, is going to deliver this year.
Oh, yeah, Santa's, his letters have been
letters
sent.
Letters have gone, good.
Yeah, all done and dusted. So,
is it expensive to be doing Christmas dinner for five?
Yeah. It is, yeah, it is. It's expensive doing everything for Christmas, you know, when you're not working and stuff. And It's been a long year in the past 12 months, you know, so I'm tired. You know, last September I was diagnosed with cervical cancer.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
No, but it was grand. It was early. It was caught early and I had the operation and all, like, you know, and then I had this condition on my brain where there was fluid building up on my brain and it was causing headaches and stuff. So I'm just tired, right?
You're tired. You've had a shitty old year and you've just had enough. Yeah. And you're just going, do you know what? Anna Cerebellus, to hell with the kitchen. I couldn't be arsed. I've got the cancer in the brain and the weight and the turkey and the scales and half a pound gone and I'm just sick of it all.
Yeah. Trying to lose weight. I'm trying to do everything. I'm trying to do it all. I feel sorry for myself.
You feel sorry for yourself. You don't need a hotel. You need a hug, goddammit.
I need a hug. No, yeah, you know, and with that, with everything came depression. You know, like everybody has it. Like, you know, everyone goes through it. But, you know, I picked myself up and I just...
You see, you don't...
got on with it.
You don't sound like somebody who is miserable, but you sound like somebody who deserves to be miserable.
I deserve to be miserable.
You've earned...
I don't want to be miserable. Do you know that?
I know, I just...
I enjoy life. I love having the crack.
Yeah.
Do you know, I was listening there to you on about the healthcare. Like, you know, I'm studying to do that, to go into that role. Like, you know, and I was just doing a course there over the last 3 days. Like, you know, thinking about it, like, Jesus Christ, like, you know. But anyways, I have to keep myself busy. We have to keep going, you know.
Yeah, no, you're doing. But like, you're doing the course, you're doing the Weight Watchers. You've got the five kids, by the way. That's a handful. 6, 8, 9, 10, 14. Yeah, That's a lot going on in your world. You're allowed to be a sort of feeling sorry for yourself a little bit. Not too much, but a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not cooking the turkey. I don't care what happens this year. I am not cooking.
What if I gave you a turkey? Would you like if I gave you a turkey and a ham and a box of biscuits and just said, "There you go." Would you do that? If I took the pain out of it by kind of.
Will you come to my house and cook it?
No. But I will. I'll send you a hug in the post. But what if do you remember we were in Joanne's house yesterday? Sorry, you might have heard that, but we were there with Super Value and it was great fun. What if I got onto Super Value and said, lads, would you just sort out this, my friend in Sligo? She just needs some, say, vouchers or something just to get her over the line with turkey and, say, shopping and everything.
Yeah.
Would you consider having Christmas at home for the kids and yourself if the Super Value people looked after you?
Yeah, okay.
So we take the financial pain out of it. Like, and I'm talking the works. I'm going to ask them for proper stuff. I'm talking crackers, sausages.
Really?
Turkey, ham, selection boxes for everyone. Booze coming out of your ears, Karen. You're going to be locked.
No, wait there now. I gave up drinking three
okay,
and a half
years. My Wadi Orange, sparkling water.
But you know what? You can send that because my sister drinks.
I'll send her half a bottle out for her. And Beck's non-alcoholic for you. And we'll send up, the vouchers will get you whatever you need. So if I was to give you a present to say, look, it just means that the kids will have Christmas morning in the house and they don't have to move because you'll be in the kitchen with your sister having the crack, which you like doing, and you'll be at home and it will be intimate, but it'll be lovely because Super Value will pay for the... How about that?
Good, Ryan. Oh, yeah.
Now,
I was going to ask for tickets for the Late Show, but sure, that'll do.
This is much better. This is much better. Now, I've just been told that Super Value have agreed to look after you.
Oh, thank you so much, Ryan.
And they're going to give you vouchers to the tune of, you ready?
Okay.
€1,000.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
For you, for Christmas.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, look, it just means that you can have a proper Christmas at home with the kids. You've had a crappy year, and now 2015 is going to be great because you're going to have your head up. You'll be heading into the sunshine going, come on, I'm good to go.
Oh, thank you so much, Tammy. You just don't know what that means. That takes such... Do you know what? I'm going to enjoy the rest of the day now.
You better enjoy the rest of the year.
I don't care that I just lost half a pound. I don't care if I put on 10 pounds now. I don't care.
Have a happy Christmas, Karen.
Thank you so much,
Karen.
Ryan. Happy Christmas.
Karen,
yeah?
I love you.
I love you too. I love your show.